In Orange County, California, lawyers for the Roman Catholic Diocese have announced the details of a record $100 million settlement. The deal with the 87 victims of clergy sexual abuse could serve as a blueprint for cases pending against other dioceses. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rob Schmitz has this report.
Joelle Kastick says the settlement with the Diocese of Orange means she can now move on with her life. The 33-year-old says she was raped repeatedly over a two-year period by her choir teacher at a diocese-run high school. The abuse left her pregnant and with a venereal disease. She says she went to the school's then vice principal to talk about it, but the administrator had already heard from her teacher.
And I found out that she supported the what she called a relationship, and that it was wonderful to be in love, and that as long as we kept it quiet, everything would be okay.
It's stories like this that have put the Diocese of Orange at the most recent epicenter of the Roman Catholic sex abuse scandal. They have also put an unassuming, soft-spoken bishop in the national spotlight. Bishop Todd D. Brown has been praised by insiders for being compassionate during the settlement talks and for agreeing to turn over confidential personnel files of alleged perpetrators, something bishops in other diocese sex abuse cases have refused to do. But Brown shrugs off comments that he's different from his peers.
And as with God's grace and assistance and the help of many other people, their prayers and their expertise that have enabled me to lead our community through this crisis.
The 87 plaintiffs in this settlement will receive an average of $1.1 million each from the diocese, far more than the $85 million that was divided among 552 victims in the settlement with the Archdiocese of Boston over a year ago. David Clossie is the executive director for the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. He says his group would like to believe the settlement is a sign the bishop is trying to do what's right.
Most often, settlements in clergy sex abuse cases are simply a business decision made by a bishop, and not necessarily indicative that a bishop suddenly gets it.
And during the last 2 years of negotiations, Bishop Brown has been criticized for not getting it. Just a year ago, Brown paid a New York public relations firm $90,000 to help the diocese deal with mounting criticism. Soon after, Brown held a media event where he nailed a document he called the Covenant with the Faithful to the door of a diocese church. The document was written, Brown says, to show compassion for the victims. For victim Joelle Kastick, hiring a PR firm might be normal for a corporation.
But for a church, they hired a PR firm to make them look more compassionate to victims. And the hypocrisy there is pretty obvious.
But for others on the plaintiff's side, Brown's heart is in the right place. Ryan DeMaria is both a victim of diocesan sexual abuse and a lawyer for plaintiffs in this case. He says Brown is different from his peers because he stepped up.
Whether it's completely voluntary, I don't know, but I can say that he is different in the sense that he did settle these cases presently.
The settlement with the Diocese of Orange means the focus will now shift to the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, the nation's largest. Close to 500 plaintiffs have filed lawsuits there, and according to DeMaria and other legal experts, the generous payout in the Orange County settlement might just serve as a blueprint. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Orange County.